Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Maeve Marsden, and you're listening to Queer Stories. This week, Chris Brown grew up in the small coastal town of Stockton in a deeply religious household. Chris works in community services and as the coordinator of a vibrant and bustling community centre. He's a practicing artist and photographer, currently working on a photography project called Intertidal, which seeks to explore the changing socio-political environment of Newcastle, where he lives.
Have you ever dealt with an angsty teenager and wondered what exactly is going through their mind? What are they really thinking? Well, I still have all of my teenage diaries full of detail. One diary entry contains the cutout packaging of my first sex toy. Horny letters that I wrote to my first crush. Bits of confetti from the first big day out festival. When I turned 30, I read all of my diaries cover to cover. And let me tell you, there was a lot going on. I was awkward, self-loathing, painfully bored, and misunderstood. I'm glad I didn't destroy my diaries like so many of my friends did. Tonight, I'm going to read to you mostly unedited journal entries, which I wrote I wrote these between 2003, when I lived in Stockton, a suburb of Newcastle, and 2009, when I left home. During this time, I wrote journal entries pretty often. Mostly, they're about high school, my first crummy job, girls that I thought that I liked, family arguments, not fitting in, my mum, my strong religious beliefs, and me maybe being gay. I also wrote really bad teenage poetry. 10th of the 4th, 2003. Okay, so my life story so far. I'm currently 16 and 4 months, nearly time to get my L's. My mum died from cervical cancer. The worst thing about it was that I saw her get worse slowly over many years. She tried so many treatments, but she just kept getting more sick. I miss her so much. She died 4 or 5 years ago. I try not to remember exactly. I have my mum to thank for helping me be a better person, as well as God. I'm so glad that I had Jesus while I was grieving. 30th of the 4th, 2003. I'm at school and I want to ask Ava out. I'm heaps paranoid that everyone will find out because I'm not ready. And I have nothing to offer. Oh my God, I sound like I'm on an episode of Neighbours. But my love for Ava is sincere. I'm afraid to ask her out because I'm scared of rejection. She better say yes, or I will be sad. 4th of the 5th, 2003. Last night, I went to my first ever party. It was like something out of a Hollywood movie. Vodka cruises, ciggies, marijuana. But I didn't have anything except chicken potato chips and creaming soda. I'd never seen anyone smoking a bong before. I think drugs are stupid and dangerous. A girl heaps older than me was trying to flirt with me. She was wearing this top that drew attention to her boobies. Her breath stank. She was looking seductively at me. I deflected her flaming arrows. She poured her vodka cruiser all over me, so I went home. 9th of the 5th, 2003. It's National Kissing Day. Ava took me to a secluded place where no one can see you at the back of the sports oval. Some people have sex there. She knew what I wanted. She was staring at me. She came and stood in front of me and got with me. Like, I mean kiss, open mouth, with tongue. It all happened so quickly. Woo, go team. Give me a C, give me a H, give me an R. I practiced kissing beforehand by making a mouth with my thumb and index finger. Our teeth clashed together and it hurt for a while. My first kiss, yay! My lips are red and chafed because I rubbed off Ava's lip gloss too hard. So yeah, it was cool. Is God happy for me? Does God want this for me? I wrote everything in my journal. It was like I was writing to someone, but I didn't quite know who. Part of it was to God. Part of it was a way for me to figure out how I felt about something by getting some distance from it, a tool to help me process life. 18th of the 8th, 2003. It was 5 years since Mum died today. Dad had a good cry and was hugging me so tightly that I started to choke. 4th of the 9th, 2003. Today I did something really stupid. I was at the library using the free internet. Eric from school said I should go to this website called thehun.com. So I do, and it turns out to be a porn site. So I'm in a public library, and a little box pops up, and it says error, and I can't close the screen, and the window is displaying porn, and I can't stop it, so I grab my bag and run outside. 5th of the 1st, 2004. I told Sam and Lynn about a love triangle that I'm stuck in between two girls that I like. They are both convinced that they can fix me up and make me sexy. How the hell will they do that? I'm not attractive. My face just wrecks it for me. It just isn't hot. I am ugly in the face. 22nd of the 3rd, 2004. Last Saturday, Sam and Lynn both came over. They were both begging me to give Lynn kissing lessons. I refused for about half an hour and finally give in. Poor Lynn, she basically has no idea. She kisses like a fish. She basically eats my head. It was around 2003 that I developed a complex code made of symbols inspired by the first Matrix film. I wrote all of my first queer thoughts in code. My family couldn't possibly read them as I'd memorized the symbols and destroyed the key dramatically. Writing in code was very time-consuming, so my entries were very brief. 19th of the 9th, 2003. I'm seriously thinking that I'm bi. I get turned on by naked men. I hope it's a fad. Grr, I just have these feelings. I visited two news agencies and checked out a few of their gay magazines, and I got an erection. 22nd of the 9th, 2003. I was watching Queer as Folk, and I reckon God is intervening because my brother came home and I had to quickly change the channel. God is trying to stop me from watching. But I still have these feelings. At about this point, I moved out of my conservative family home to my own place in Newcastle. I stopped writing code in early 2005 and wrote openly about my queer thoughts and experiences. I stuck tiny pictures of hot naked men from my gay magazines all through my diary. I was gay decorating and it felt great. One night, I got very drunk off bourbon and red cordial and attempted to have sex for the first time. I set up the tacky mood lighting and everything. The guy had a really big mouth and he opened it too much when he kissed. We tried to have sex, but didn't really know what we were doing. I started chatting to other young queer guys on Yahoo groups. I started to learn about sex and slowly gained the confidence to come out to a few of my close friends. I was still very conflicted about my religion and my sexuality, and I stopped going to church. Then I came out to my best friend, Linda, from church. 20th of the 12th, 2005. I said, "Lynn, I'm bisexual." Bit of silence. "Do you understand what that means?" "Yes," she said. She was meh about it. We talked about it more, but she didn't understand. She told me that I had to get some Christian counselling. She said, and I quote, "I banish Satan," and that this wasn't who I was supposed to be. I was rolling my eyes from underneath my closed eyelids. I don't think about religion anymore. I don't think there even is a God. I don't know if I ever really believed. I only believed because Mum did. Time started passing between diary entries. I no longer needed to scribble things down as soon as they happened. I was too busy having a good time. I grew out of my teenage angst. I was going clubbing, expressing myself, enjoying some freedom. I stopped thinking about religion. I was just ready to be gay. Linda and I stopped talking in 2005. I saw her at the Ferry Wharf once. She gave me a tiny nod and a pained smile and moved on. I wonder if she remembers the hurtful conversations that I journaled about. The final entries in my diary are about a guy that I didn't want to forget. My first ever boyfriend and my current partner of 11 years who is here with me tonight. We both worked at the same shopping centre, and over a period of 2 years, I would occasionally make him a Subway veggie patty 6-inch with all the salads. Once we went for a coffee, which was definitely not a date, and I talked about how much I like alcohol. 2 years passed between diary entries as our friendship developed. 1st of the 9th, 2007. One night after sharing dinner, Adam messaged me asking if next time I could kiss him. Next time we did more than kiss. We had a 3 a.m. sex session on a picnic rug at the top of the water catchment. 28th of the 3rd, 2009. Things just got interesting. Adam recently moved into a new house and had a fantastic housewarming. It was zombie theme. I met Adam's friends and they're awesome fun. We left to check out the gay club down the road. At the club, a random guy pashed me, and then I realised I'd made a huge mistake. I took Adam to the top of the stairs and we sat down. I told him that I had just turned down a guy for him. He was quite shocked and confused. I said I was sorry for pashing a random in front of him. He said, "Why?" "Because I like you." He said, "Ooh, I like you too. I think he's very attractive." And then we pashed, again and again and again. My God, he is a hot man. That's the last diary entry I ever wrote. Thank you.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe to the podcast, rate and review it, and follow Queer Stories on Facebook for updates.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.